On ice, Shell has frozen plans to drill for oil and gas in the Arctic Circle. In a very big and costly change of heart, the firm says it's halting its controversial exploratory program in Alaska, to the delight of environmental activists who've been lobbying hard to stop the drilling. Shell has spent more than $7 billion on investigating the potential of the region, and it says it simply hasn't found enough oil and gas there to warrant further exploration. Lord Brown, the former chief executive of BP and now chairman of the oil and gas business L1 Energy, said he wasn't surprised by the decision.
The Arctic's a very high-risk place to explore, and even if you find something, a very expensive place to develop in. The last very big field is Prudhoe Bay, I think, in America, and it's been a very difficult place to find oil and gas. So there are probably better places, more easy places to go and explore, but you should always keep an eye on it just in case.
So will Shell still keep an eye on the Arctic just in case? The campaign group Greenpeace doesn't think so. It says Shell's move is a clear defeat for big oil. Here's Anna Jones, head of Arctic Campaign Group in the UK.
Well, we've been confronting Shell at every turn all across the world. We've had kayaktivists out in front of their rigs on the west coast of the USA. We've had climbers hanging from bridges to stop their ships. We've had people shutting down petrol stations across Europe. We've had political lobbying going on. We've seen that Hillary Clinton finally came in just recently and said that she would be opposing Arctic drilling. So all our campaigning, all the people around the world have come together and put that political pressure on. And I think Shell just realised that actually it was going nowhere because the wind is changing and there's no longer the appetite for Arctic drilling that they thought there was.
You cite all of those high-profile protests, but ultimately it's the falling price of oil which has plummeted. That's really invoked a change of heart at Shell, isn't it?
I think that's one factor, but we're seeing that privately Shell saying that they've been taken aback by the campaign, that they're seeing it as a problem in them wanting to influence debate around climate change more widely. So I think that our campaign has played a major role in the news today.
The company is still only putting its plans in the deep freeze, as it were. It's not abandoning them altogether. It just says the climate isn't right at the moment.
I think it'd be very unlikely if they, in even a couple of years or a few more, come back and say that they want to go back. This is unprecedented, and investors won't let them come back in just a couple of years. They're saying that it's just a pause for now, but the conditions later on will have changed because we'll be tackling climate change and this oil won't be needed.
So where do you turn your guns now? Onto which other oil and energy companies still planning to explore in the region?
Well, I think most oil companies were watching Shell, and them seeing them decide to get out of the Arctic probably means hopefully that they will be thinking the same. But we definitely need to put in proper protection to stop all oil companies from following Shell. And we need to keep other districts of industry out of the Arctic, including fishing, for example.
Just why are you so opposed to this? Because, of course, many countries around the world really do rely on oil exports. And given the fact that the price of oil has plunged so dramatically, many are really suffering. They need to find the revenue where they can.
So Shell were trying to drill where we used to have sea ice, but that sea ice is receding because of climate change, and they're wanting to go in and burn more of the stuff that caused the melting in the first place. But they were also putting that fragile ecosystem at huge risk. So an oil spill in the Arctic would be virtually impossible to clean up, and we have incredible species living in the Arctic that will be under threat. But the main threat is climate change, and if we were to burn that oil, then we would be on a path towards, you know, 4, 5, or 6 degree average temperature rises, which would mean mass, you know, extinction of species across the world and civilization under threat.
Anna Jones there from Greenpeace. Well, earlier I spoke to Per Magnus Nysven, head of analysis at Rystad Energy in Oslo. He told me he didn't think that the dramatic fall in oil prices was the main factor in Shell's decision.
I don't think that is a very important part of the decision. I think it's the cost of the exploration and it's the results of the exploration that combined make them withdraw from further exploration. I think Shell will always try to be long-term in the resource management, so they are looking for exploration opportunities. But the costs of drilling in ice-risked part of the Arctic has proven to be much more expensive than anybody thought before they started.
So do you really think this is the end of the programme, Or do you think at some point in the future there is still potential for Shell and other oil companies to restart their drilling programs there?
In this part of the Alaska offshore, I think that if Shell is not able to do it, I think most other companies will be very afraid of starting on a similar very high cost program with low probability of success. But everybody knows that there are oil and gas out there, but it's hard to find, and the first well to find the resources is maybe not among the two or three first wells. So many wells have to be drilled before they really find the first oil. And with this very high cost of every well to be drilled, I think that it will take 5 to 10 years maybe before we see a similar program being started in this part of the Alaskan offshore.
How much of a blow do you think this could also be for shale gas exploration in controversial areas?
Shale gas in Arctic areas is probably going to be too expensive for several decades, because the cost of completing and fracking wells in Arctic areas is very high. So I think that in general, gas in the Arctic is expensive, and unconventional gas in the Arctic will be way too expensive for several decades, I believe.
Do you see this as a victory for green campaigners and activists?
When the costs are high because of environmental precautions, I think that the environmental organizations has won battle now. The main cost driver in this area is the additional safety precautions. So I think this is a first little battle for the environmental organizations. But there are other areas for Arctic where you will see less risk from ice than what you have had in the Schutzsee Sea.
And that was Per Magnus Nysven, head of analysis at Rystad Energy in Oslo.